Everyone. See you all with us this morning in church, and we're delighted to have each and every one of you with us here today, especially those who are between the age bracket of 0 and about 13. You're most welcome as well. It's lovely to see so many in this morning. We've had a good week. I have enjoyed the week. I hope you have enjoyed the week as well. What we're going to do this morning is we're going to sing a couple of hymns, do some announcements. We're going to have lesson number one, then the kids will do a program for us, and then we're going to have lesson number two, all being well, and then we'll have a closing hymn. So let's take our hymn books, if you would please. There should be a hymn book in the pew in front of you, 695. The page number's at the bottom. It's the page 456, the page 456. The hymn number is 695. Okay, get the introduction, and then we'll stand to sing. Good when we come to the house of God to pray. So we all know the ABCs of prayer, and of course, this is Maya. Let Maya get a wee seat. All right. We're going to pray. So the best thing to do is, first of all, fold our arms. A is for arms. B is for bowing your head. And then C is for closing your eyes. All right. With all heads bowed, all arms folded, all eyes closed, we'll pray. Our Lord and our God, it is a tremendous thing to be in thy house on this thy day. Lord, you have brought together the heavens and the earth. You have made all things, and it is our delight, Lord, to assemble together, to open up the Bible later on, to sing of your love toward us. Lord, there is no greater love song made by any artist in human history than the love of Jesus Christ. Lord, there is no greater topic to sing about, and we're thankful that we can be confident today. We know, Lord, that you love those whom trust in thee, for Lord, you died for us. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Lord, we are thankful that you have laid down your life. And Lord, we would love a multitude of people, even our locality here, Lord, to enjoy the love of Christ. That they would, Lord, receive thee, that they would walk with thee, that they would enjoy living with the Lord, and then finally heaven at last. O Lord, we pray from youngest to most mature, Lord, you would save Larne, and Lord, deliver them from the penalty of sin, that they may enjoy eternal salvation. Lord, thank you for the excellent week that we have enjoyed here, Monday right through to Friday. Thank you, Lord, for every child, every young person who came in. We thank you, Lord, for helping the bus and helping the messages. And Lord, it was just a good week. We're thankful for it. And Lord, we pray for fruit. We pray, Lord, you'd be pleased to spoil the strong man's kingdom. And oh, Lord, bring them into thy kingdom. Oh, Lord, save and sanctify. And now, Lord, this morning, give us help as we assemble together. From youngest to most mature, may there be words whereby we might be saved. And may there be the gifts of faith and repentance today. Be with us now. Extend your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, we're going to sing another hymn, but just before we do so, let me bring a few announcements to your congregation here. Let me say again, can I welcome everybody who has joined us here today. We're glad to have you. I also welcome those who are joining us online. Some for our holidays, and we trust the Lord will bless you where you're at also. And if anyone's out in the church car park, we warmly welcome you as well. Our evening service tonight at 6:30, you're welcome to join us there again. We'll be glad to have you. For the incoming week, our prayer meeting, as always, Wednesday 7:30, as we seek to pray for God's blessing upon Larne. And then on Sunday, next Lord's Day coming, 11:30 and 6:30 will be the usual times. So our Sunday school and our children's meeting will be recommencing in the second week of September. Now, can you remember that? What happens every year, every single year, about the first week of September? Where do you have to go to? Yes, Isabella. And the way you said that indicates to me you might not be looking forward to it. Maybe you are, a wee bit. Wee bit. So every year, come the first week in September, holidays are over. That's when the sun usually comes out and everyone goes back to school. Don't look too happy now. But at the same time, the next week, you will find that we start as well. So when school starts, we start the next week straight after. So you remember that, and you can tell your mums and dads, and you're welcome to join us on Tuesday nights and on Sunday mornings as well. Just one more announcement for our congregation here. I want to mention the Reverend and Mrs. Foster over in Canada. That's the Reverend Andy Foster and his wife and family. I'm sure you're familiar with the fires over in Canada at the minute. They have been evacuated, actually, so we'd ask you just pray for them, for their safety. They are sleeping in one of our churches right now because they've had to leave their homes just because of the fires. So would appreciate you remember Amanda Foster and his wife who are laboring for the Lord over in Canada. So let's get on with our service here this morning. We'll be singing another hymn. Let's sing another hymn. Singing's good. 697. 697. I think everyone will be familiar with this tune. And for many of you, the first line would describe you, all things bright and beautiful. Unfortunately, that might not describe us all, but for many of you, it will. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, who made them all? The Lord God. He made everything for us to enjoy, and we see his glory in them all. Have you ever, listen, have you ever once Before you go to bed at night, you might look up at the sky and you see the stars. I want you to look up at the stars and think, wow, God made them. And he also made me. He's a magnificent God, but did Jesus Christ die to save stars? Nope. He made them. They're just out there. But the Lord died to save us. That's because he loves us, wants us to be saved. 697, let's stand again and we'll sing this hymn. Let's all stand together. Lesson number one is before us this morning. And here it is. Three cups, and each cup represents something. And I want you to have a good look at what they are. Now, I don't know if you can read them or not. Can anybody at the back there, over the age of 15, tell me what that says? Can you see? No? They can't see. You at the front, you tell them. Roxanne? Very good. Anyone here tell what this says? Yes, James? Correct. And anybody else? Tell me. Isabella? You? Me? Or you? Who? You? Everybody. Now, the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And this is like sin, okay? It's black. It's dirty. It's a bit disgusting, to tell you the truth, and you would not want to drink. This is not Coca-Cola, all right? This is just dirty old water, all right? So don't be drinking that one. Sin is what everyone has, because when Adam and Eve fell in the garden, sin came into the world, and every human being has sin, except one. Can anyone tell me who the one person is who never, ever, ever sinned? Like, not even once. When he was a wee boy, when he was a big man, never once did he sin. Yes, Abigail. Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why I'm representing him nice and clear. Not one spot or stain of sin. But what did Jesus Christ do? He was born and he went to the cross. Can anyone tell me why? Why did Jesus Christ go to the cross? James, I better ask you before your arm falls off. Right, so he was there. He was going to be the one who would pay the price for sin. Right? So here's what happened. When Jesus Christ was on the cross, God took sin. And he poured sin. Remember, Jesus Christ is sinless, but he just dealt with our sin. All right? He dealt with the sin. He's still sinless. He paid the price for sin. That was years ago on Calvary. That's great. He was on the cross. God poured all of our sins on him, and he paid for it all, right? That's years ago, but now what about you today? What about you today? Here's you today. Because you, listen, who here is a sinner? Who here is a sinner? Come on. All the adults. I have a great congregation here. They're all sinless. Listen, chief of sinners up here. All right. We have all sinned. So what is sin? Sin is when we do anything against what the Bible says. We break God's law. Okay, and what we think, and what we do, even what we say. So there's so many ways we break God's law every day. So here we are, full of sin. We need help. Because sin is what stops your friendship with God. It is sin that keeps you out of heaven. So here's what we need to do. We need to go to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to say to the Lord, Lord, would you come into my life and take, you watching? Can you all see okay? Here's what happens when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your life. He comes in. And he removes all your sin. And so now, you and Jesus were the same. Because he's taken all our sin away. So here's the reality. Sin is in us. The only way to get rid of sin is to invite Jesus in. And he takes all your sin away. That doesn't mean you're going to be with the rest of your life. You'll never sin again. You will make mistakes. You will blow it at times. Because you can dip this in, and Jesus will always come back to keep cleansing you. That's the key. Jesus is the one we always have to cleanse us afresh from all of our sin. That's lesson number one. I don't want you to forget that. You make sure that you receive Jesus into your life, and he, only he, can wash your sins away. Now, we're going to come to a very, very important part of the program. Let me just safely remove this. Don't be drinking anyone now. So, the very important part of our program is to get everybody up now under the age of about 15 and come up and do your presentation. So, please come up for me, please. We're going to get Eve and Jamie to rush you all up. Come on ahead, Roxanne. Come on up here. Come up here somewhere. Oh, brilliant. That's that. You stand there. That's fine. Come on up, James. That's okay. Julia, you stay down there for me. Okay, that's it. Just take me step up there for me. Perfect. That's lovely. Good, good. Okay. Are we a bit lopsided? Come on over here a wee bit for me. You take me step over there. You go over there. And Julia, over here, dear. That's it. Good job. Come on ahead. Come on ahead. Do you want to come and stand as well? You might see when we start singing. I know you love to sing. When we start singing, you can join us. There's no problem. Okay. Come on ahead, Abigail. Come down in here for me. That's it. Lovely. That's lovely. Even just that step there for me. Perfect. Oh, yes, look absolutely brilliant. Okay. So the first chorus is up on the board. Don't tell the adults, okay? They think you this will memorize. But it's up on the board, okay? So if you need it, it's there. So we're going to sing Clean Hands or Dirty Hands. Now, hang on a minute. Who actually washed their hands before coming to church today? Oh, some did, some didn't. Oh, okay, no, okay, okay. All right, let's sing this chorus together. All right, Kai, do I join us as well? That's okay, no problem, no problem. All right, after three, we'll get the music and we'll go. Oh, hang on. All right, try that again.
said, I am Christ, the Son of the living God. So we're going to try that all now, okay? We'll do the memory verse together. I don't even know if you made it up there, to be honest, but just in case, you look at everybody here and did it at a glance. We'll do it once with it, and then once without it. Let's try that, okay? So we'll do it once with it, and then we'll kill it, okay? Alright. After three, one, two, three. The Bible says in
Matthew chapter 16, verse 15, who say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
That was very professional, though. Let's try it then, so we'll kill it. Some of it.
Okay, well that was beautifully done. We genuinely had a very pleasant week with all the kids here. It went really, really well. I suppose over the week's always made just hard at this point to estimate, but somewhere between 40 to 45 kids came in through the door during the week, roughly about 28 to 30 every day, and we were delighted to see so many, some brand new to us, never have been here before, some who've been coming for years, so it's a lovely combination. And we were glad to have each and every one. Now, let me see. We're going to come in a wee moment to lesson number two. And this is the final lesson for the whole week. We've been doing the I Ams of Christ. This is the last I Am. So what I'm going to do is get everyone to take their Bibles and turn with me to John chapter 11, please. John chapter 11. Okay. So there's some help there for everyone in the front if you need it, okay? John chapter 11. We've been working very hard this morning getting all these Bibles opened and in place. I think you're all good. All got it already? That's super. That's super. Okay. We're in John chapter 11. If you don't have it, don't worry. I'm going to go ahead and read. You can listen on. But now, this is not for adults, okay? No adults included here, but children, kids. If anyone sees the words, I am, as soon as you read those or hear me reading them, what I want you to do is stand straight up. Okay, y'all watching? Okay? So as soon as I read the words, I am, your hand goes up. So watch really closely for the phrase, I am. All right, John chapter 11. We're going to commence the reading at the verse number 5. So here's the story. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus. What was the man's name? Hey, we're listening well. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany. That's the name of his town. That's like Larn. So he lived in Bethany. The town of Mary and his sister Martha. So he had two sisters. What were his sisters' names? Shout out. Yeah, that's good. Mary and Martha. Okay, verse number 2. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped her feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Now, verse number 3. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou, what's that word? Lovest, is sick, because Jesus loved Lazarus. Verse 4. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister, Mary, and Lazarus. Now, let's skip a few verses, and we're going to go now to verse 21. Okay, verse 21. Okay. All right, verse 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it. Verse 23. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. Ah, very good. Very good. You've got it. You've got it. Verse 25. Here it is. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. Now, that's a difficult one. Okay, so Jesus Christ was the shepherd. I think we've got that one. He's the big shepherd who protects us and feeds us and looks after us. He is the bread of life that gives us life. He is the water that refreshes and washes us. He is the vine and we are the branches. He is the way, the truth, and the life. But hang on a minute. What in the world does this mean? I am the resurrection and the life. Now that is a little bit more difficult. Let's read on. Verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. We stop our reading there at the verse 25. Let's all have a word of prayer together. Going to seek the Lord just for his help or his blessing. Let's pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank you, Lord, for all of these I ams. We're glad, Lord, that thou art the shepherd, thou art the bread, the water, the vine, the way, truth, and life. Lord, you're also the resurrection. We pray today you'll do us good as we consider these truths together. Lord, teach us today. Help us, we pray. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen and amen. Okay, now, I want to talk to you about this portion of the Bible. But the first thing I'm going to get you to do is a wee bit of spot the difference, all right? So, here I have the most beautiful bunch of flowers. I think they're pretty nice. Do you know what happened? I brought these home yesterday. I went and got them in the shop. And I came in through the door. And I just set them on the bench. And a few minutes later, my wife came in and said, did you buy me flowers? Yeah, I bought flowers. I bought flowers, yes, yes. So anyway, moving swiftly on, they may not have been specifically for my wife, but nevertheless, here we are. A beautiful bunch of flowers, and they're very, very nice, okay? I got another bunch as well. These nice. Why are you looking at me weird? Pardon? That's right. That's the difference. One is alive and one is dead. There's a couple lessons here. You see, if you go on holidays and ask me to look after your garden, that's what you'll have. If you ask Mary to go after your garden, that's what you'll have thereafter. So there's a wee lesson as well. But that is true. The difference, spot the difference, and the difference is this one is dead and this one's alive. But I want to show you that to help us understand what death is. You see, these flowers, they're no longer in somebody's garden given their beautiful, vibrant, radiant colors. They're no longer enjoying the sun that beats down upon them, no longer enjoying the rain that refreshes them. They're no longer in the ground drawing up nutrients. They're dead. It's all over. They're not going to enjoy anything anymore. It's all over. That's all gone. That's flowers. But the Bible says that you and I, we're going to die as well. We're going to have the same situation. But can I say something else? The Bible doesn't say that we are like flowers. You see, when flowers die, that's it. But you see, when a person dies, the Bible says we continue to live. It's not the end. There is yet something more to come. I want to help you understand that, all right? So when we die, we're still alive. We still exist. For example, here's a glove. Now, if I set that glove there and I said, right, glove, do some work for me. Not going to do much, is it? Go and brush. Take the brush there and go and clean up the front yard. That's not going to do much, is it? I might say, hey, you know, glove, you're made for working, so go and work. That's it. That's it. You are 100% right. So this is just material, all right? But when I put my hand inside it, oh, if I can get it in, a tight fit. Once I put my hand in, all of a sudden, this begins to work. So it could brush, it could lift things, and it could hold things, right? This material thing, all of a sudden, it looks like it's alive and it's doing things. But like death, when death comes, it's like taking the glove off, but it's still alive. The glove's gone, but my hand is still alive. That's me, okay? Maybe you've seen a cartoon or a movie, and the movie's called Soul. I saw a bit of it one time. And that movie kind of helps a little bit. It helps us understand that when we die, our soul lives on. So let me show you the illustration again. Imagine this is the soul. This is your soul. This is your body. When you're born, you put your body on, and you live, and you work, and you do stuff. And then one day, the body comes off, but your soul is still alive. Now, here's the thing. We all know someday we'll die. Not like flowers, but like the glove. We lose the body, and the question then is, well, where do we go? Where does the soul go? Well, that's what we were reading in the Bible here. Remember what Jesus said? I am the resurrection and the life. I want you to repeat that after me 3 times. Everybody, please. After 3, 1, 2, 3. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. The Lord Jesus Christ, at this time, he wanted to show the people that he is the one who brings us out of death to live forevermore. Okay, so think this through with me. What was the name of the man in the Bible verse that we read? What was his name? Start with L. This man, don't shout it. Just mouth it without me hearing you. Yep. You know what? Just without making noise, just say it. Go ahead. Yep, that's it. Yep, you got it. Yep, you were telling Roxanne as well. Lazarus. His name was Lazarus in the story. Now, Lazarus was very sick. He took some kind of disease. We don't know what it was. But after a while, he wasn't all that old, but he died with the sickness. He was like the bunch of flowers, took sick, and he died. And everybody was crying. It was sad. Now, Jesus Christ came to where he had died. And here's what his sister, what was his sister called? Mary and Martha. That's right. And Mary and Martha, they were crying and they were saying, Lord, if you would have been here, he wouldn't have died because you could have healed him and made him well. Well, when the Lord Jesus Christ came, Lazarus was already dead and he was buried. Let me show you a little illustration of where he was buried. He was buried in a tomb. So here's a tomb. Handmade tomb. This is what a tomb looked like, just to try and help you understand it. So a tomb was like, usually like a side of a rock or something, right? And they would come and they would carve into the rock. And then they put a big stone, that's the stone there, and they would roll it in front of the entrance. So here's what happened. They took Lazarus and they put him into the tomb that was made and he lay there. Now when he was there, Jesus Christ came. And you know what the Bible says? I think I better read it. But you'll know the verse, okay? The Bible says that when Jesus Christ came, he saw Mary and he saw Martha. And you know what verse 35 says? Have you still got your Bible open, do you? Some of you do. And look at verse 35. And what does verse 35 say? Jesus. What's that wee word? Verse 35. Jesus wept. What does it mean to weep? It's to cry. He was crying. All right, obviously. Because you know why he was crying? Because Lazarus was one of his best friends. That's what he's saying here. He was one of his best friends. Lazarus, the Lord loved Lazarus and Mary and Martha. He thought a lot of them. So he was really, really sad. So here's what happened. The Lord wanted to show you, remember, I'm God. And I can give life. I am the resurrection and the life. So here's what happened. The Lord Jesus Christ came to the tomb and he said to some of the men at the tomb, roll back the stone. And they rolled back the stone. And in there was Lazarus. You can't see it because, remember, it's not real. This is just an illustration. All right. So they rolled the stone back and they looked in and there was Lazarus. And do you know what Jesus said? He stood there in front of the tomb. And he looked into the tomb, and there was pure silence. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, Lazarus, come forth. Hang on a minute. Lazarus was dead, all over. He'd been there for 3 days. And Jesus said to him, come forth, come out of the grave. Now, hang on a minute. What do you think Lazarus would even look like? In those days, they used to wrap people up before they were buried. Now, I need a helper here for 1 minute. Is there anyone who would be willing to help me? Lydia, do you have that? Lovely. I make a thought to me here, please. Would anyone care to help me up here just for 1 moment? Is there a volunteer? No volunteers? No? Should I be the volunteer? That's Mike. I want to be a volunteer. Okay, here's one here. Here's one here. Okay, you can sit down. Now, here's what Lazarus would have looked like. Did you sit forward from? I'm going to pull it. Tell you what I'll do. Do you know what? Stand up. That'll be easier. Okay. Just take a wee step back there in case you fall. Good man. Now, try and stand. Nobody else knows you're doing that. Just you. Okay, so here's roughly what he would have looked like. Now, I'm going to just hold you there. Oops. That again. It's that cheap stuff we buy, you see. It's a good laugh. So, something like this. Oh, dear, you're quite tall. I'm something shorter than you. Go. You all right in there? Good man, not too warm, sure. Just stand there for 1 minute. Now, that's kind of what Lazarus would have been like. Just put this down a bit. There we go. There we go. And then the Lord Jesus Christ said to him, Lazarus, come forth. Hey, you're a good actor. You've got potential. And Lazarus came out of the tomb. The Lord Jesus Christ had given him life. I'll let you take a wee seat from me there now if you want. Let me just, in case you fall, hang on a minute. There we go. That's you. Just like Lazarus, and walked down. That was just like Lazarus. He just got up and walked away, and all the grave clothes were lying here. You see that? Because Jesus Christ wanted everyone to see. Listen, I want the people. Jesus Christ is saying, listen to me, I have the ability to give you everlasting life. He's the Savior. And that's what he meant. I'm the resurrection and I am the life. He's the one who can give us life. Now, everyone is going to die. We don't know how. We don't know when. We don't know what age or anything else. But this we do know for certain. We're all going to die. The question is, will we hear the Lord Jesus Christ say to us, come unto me? Will we hear the Lord Jesus Christ say, come thou good and faithful servant, enter into heaven? Or will we hear the Lord Jesus Christ say, depart from me? So, if we're going to die, we want to be in heaven. But how do you get, let's say you're going on holidays. If you're going on holidays and you're about to get on the plane, what does someone always ask you for? What's the one thing somebody always asks you for before you get on the plane? You're going through security, getting checked out, looking in your baggage, and on it goes. Does anyone know? Yes, Alexander. A passport, that is right. And is there anything else with the passport? In the passport, you usually have something else. It begins with T. T. Not tea you drink now. Ticket. Now, what would happen, right? You arrive at the airplane. You're just there. You know, you just all of a sudden, got out of your bed, went to the airport, and stood in front of the plane. And they open up the plane, and the security's there, and they say to you, okay, have you got your ticket? You would say, ah, I forgot to get my ticket. What would happen? You wouldn't get in. That's right. So you have to get your ticket before you arrive. And that's the exact same with salvation. You see, if we're going to enter into heaven, we need a ticket now. So I've got my ticket, and my ticket is for heaven, but it only admits one person. My ticket's only for me. I can't give this to anybody. I can't give that to my own son. I can't give it to my daughters. I can't give it to my wife. I can't give it to my parents. Can't give it to my brothers, my sisters, my friends, my neighbors, anybody. This ticket is only for me to use. My name's on it. It's for me. So everyone needs their own. Now, it's too late. Once we die, we have to get it before that day comes. And here's the thing. Do you know what? Is it not a really nice feeling? You know you're going holidays. And the first thing you get when you're planning the holidays, you print off your ticket, and you're looking at your ticket, and there's your destination. It just feels good. I know I'm going to get to this location because I have a ticket. Now I want to ask you, do you have your ticket to heaven? Now what does that mean? Well, your ticket isn't a piece of paper. Your ticket is actually a person. It's Jesus Christ. Like the glasses earlier on, he has to enter in. We know he's in us because we're cleansed, we're washed from sin, we're a new person. We love the things that Jesus loves. We hate the things that Jesus hates. We don't like sin. We want to know and love the Lord. Remember when we spoke about the water this week? When the water comes in, washes and cleanses us, we're different. When the bread's in you, you're satisfied. When the shepherd's with you, you know he's leading and he's guiding you. When you're in the vine, now listen to me, let me show you one thing before we finish up here. Here's the vine, And remember, there's lots of branches on the vine, but sometimes there's branches on the vine, but they're dead. They're not actually attached to the vine. Don't think because you come to church or you come to children's meetings that you're definitely saved and Christ is in you. You have to ask the Lord, Lord, save me. Lord, come in. Lord, cleanse me from my sin. Lord, someday bring me home to heaven. Someday, we're going to be like the flowers in that we will die, but we will just cast off the old body and we will still be alive. The question is, when we stand before God, will he say, come unto me, enter into your reward, or will he say, depart? If we're going to heaven and we're saying, Lord, you saved me, you died for me, you washed all my sins away, we will enjoy life with Christ now, and we'll enter into heaven someday. So let's finish by just asking you a quick question. Can you repeat after me all the I ams that we did this week? The first one was, I am the... Oh, yeah. I nearly made the mistake again. I've been rebuked every time. I was going to say the shepherd. He wasn't the shepherd. I am the... That's it. He's a good shepherd. I am the bread of life. I am the living water. I am the... Well, no, it wasn't the vine. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's it. And I am the vine, and you are the branches, the Lord said. Today, Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. So what we're learning is this. Jesus Christ is everything. If you have him, you have all that you need. You're satisfied. You're heading to heaven. Sins forgiven. I genuinely trust, and seriously, because this is where the meetings finish. And some of you I might not see again. Some of you I hope I will, but some of you I might not. So I want you to remember one thing, just one thing. You make sure that you have asked and received Jesus Christ into your life. I want someday to see you in heaven. But even before then, I want you to live with God and serve him all the days of your life. Thank you so much for listening. You have been brilliant all week, and again, absolutely brilliant today. We're going to sing our last hymn, please, Mary, if that's okay. Okay, our final hymn is 701. 701. So it's near the end of the hymn book, okay? And it's on the page 459. 459. We're going to stand as we sing this hymn together. Now, before you go, every day we've had a best boy and a best girl. And usually what that means here is you get tokens. And you get 5 tokens if you're the best boy or the best girl. Everybody under the age of 15 has been very, very good today. And we have a wee bag for you. There's not much in it, just stuff, things that, you might enjoy, I don't know, who knows, I'm not just sure, but there's just some stuff, and you might like one on the way out. Okay, you make sure, before you go, you get a wee bag on the way out there. They're all the same, so just grab one, and you're entitled to it. So 701, let's stand together to sing this wee brief hymn. Let's stand together. So verse 2, it says, suffer the children. What that means is bring the children. That's what it means there. Bring them in, okay? Bring the children. And then it says in the chorus, when from sin our hearts are pure and free. That's when we are like this. That's what the hymn's talking about. When all our sins are washed away and we are completely clean, that's what it means, okay? Let's sing verse 2 now.
Suffer the children, oh, hear his voice.
Mr. Hill Reid has opened and a wee word of prayer for us. We're going to ask him now to pray. We can stand or sit, it's okay either way. We're going to ask Mr. Reid now to close our meeting today in a wee word of prayer.
Dear most gracious, loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we give thee thanks for this day, for thy day, Lord. And we thank thee, Lord, for all the children that have been gathered in here today. Lord, it be our heart's desire and prayer for them, Lord, that you would save them.
Amen.
And bring them unto thyself, Amen. Lord, that they may know thee as Saviour and as Lord. Father, we would ask your blessing upon everyone gathered here today, saved and unsaved alike, Lord, that you would come to them, that you would draw them unto thyself, Lord. For those that are saved, that you continue to bless them. For those that are unsaved, Lord, that you would make them aware of the fact that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. So, Father, now we would ask you, Lord, to take us to your homes in safety
yes.
and continue to bless us this day. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, thank you, everyone, for coming today, both young and not so young. We're glad to have you all, and we trust the Lord will bless his word. So we're all going to go out the doors at the front of the church here, okay? Don't go out that way. Just head it this way. There's no panic, just whenever you're ready. And everyone under the age of 15, you come and speak to me, and we'll get a wee parcel for you. All right, the bus is over here. So when you go out, we're going out right again. The bus is there, if you're going on the bus, that is. And remember, love to see you on Sunday mornings. Love to see you on Tuesday nights. All right, every blessing. Thank you for coming.